I'll read a poem from the first book. It's called The Evening Forecast for the Region, which touches on one of McNeice's things about snow. This is kind of about insomnia and the leaps the mind makes whenever you can't get to sleep. The evening forecast for the region. The weatherman for Boston ponders whether, I'd bet not, the snowstorm coming north will come to town tonight. I swim around in bed. My head's attempting to begin its routine shift down through the old transmission to let me make the slope and slip the gear stick into neutral at the crown before freewheeling down the ocean road descent into the ghost town. There, the coastal one, with the stone pier bare as skin, familiar seafront houses hunched and boarded over for the winter, and beside the tattered nets, a rowing boat lies upturned on the beach. Aside from a mongrel, inside, asleep at someone's slippered feet, everything faces the sea. But the plumbing sighs are almost human. Airlocks collect and slide from duct to duct, so the radiators whine. The hiding places grow further hidden. A priest hole's given over to a spider's architecture. A well tries on a grassy manhole cover, threaded, dangerous as fingers. An ivied sycamore in the forest at Drummanna, resonant and upright and empty as an organ pipe, where for a panicked hour, a boy will not be found. I arch one foot to scratch the other. I would shed myself to segue into sleep. I would enter, but the opening is of a new off-Broadway Hamlet. The gulf is war. This hiatus, my father's hernia. The clefts treble on the score of Scott Joplin's Entertainer. This respite is a care home, the recess a playground. This division I slither into is a complicated sum, 13/7. I give in. I turn the television on. The weatherman for Boston is discussing how, thank heaven, the snowstorm missed and turned and headed out to sea. Is it particularly human, this, to lie awake, to touch the papery encircling bark, but watch through a knot and wait? Everyone on earth is sleeping. I am the keel scrape beneath the tidal breathing, which is shifting down through tempo to the waveform of the sea, the gathered even draw and lift of air. Further east, a blizzard of homogeneous decisions breathes above the folding and unfolding pain and counterpain of waves, as if the white so loves the world it tries to make a map of it, exact and blank, to start again, but the sea will not stay under it. The rice paper wafers are melting. Millions of baby nails cling to the wind lifting hoarsely off the Atlantic. The whole thing is mesmeric. For hours the snow will fall like rhythm. Listen. I might read one more poem of mine and then I'd like to finish with another McNeice poem if that's not too much.